If it's happening outdoors, it's happening right here on Fox 103. The Outdoor Show has it all. Tune in for tips, tricks, stories, and how-tos. The Outdoor Show with Adam Carpenter and your friends at today's new hit country, Fox 103.
Well, joining us again on the Outdoor Show, Brian Roll, the wolf biologist, wolf coordinator, excuse me, for the state of Michigan. Welcome back, Brian.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, I just found out about this today. I didn't even know about the situation with the wolves being relisted until I listened to Walt's news.
Yeah, it kind of was sprung on us as well. I've known for a few days, but it really is surprising that we're going to be going back to an endangered species here. It could have already happened, but I'm suspecting maybe tomorrow morning. We'll have to wait for the judge to make a ruling on that settlement.
So let's just real quick here recap. We were expecting the wolves to be delisted, which they were.
Yeah, May 4th they were delisted. So management of the wolves came back to the state of Michigan. Our wolf management plan was fully put in place. The two bills that were talked about for livestock protection and pet dog protection, those were put into place. A bunch of that's going to be coming off the table now as soon as they go back to an endangered species.
And this is because, tell the folks what happened.
Well, once they went to delisted, Humane Society of the United States and four other groups put together a lawsuit. We kind of knew that was coming, but then they also asked for the same judge for an injunction. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife started looking at the case and decided that they'd rather settle out of court than go into a lengthy court battle, which would cost them quite a bit of money, and they were probably going to lose. So rather than losing that money, they just decided to settle out of court, and so we're back to endangered, and we're basically back at the same drawing board. And it doesn't even look like they're going to even open that box for delisting probably next spring, maybe.
This is ridiculous. And again, this is not the Department of Natural Resources. This is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife that's dealing with this.
Yeah, I mean, this is really taken out of our hands. It's unfortunate, and I think really wolves are on the losing end of this deal. You know, this really erodes support for wolves in the state of Michigan. When our hands are tied, you got wolves causing livestock depredation or preying on dogs or something like that. We can't use our full suite of tools to control those situations.
Wow. I'm stunned. I mean, you actually said this could happen.
Oh, yeah. To me, dealing in this now for the last 5 years, this on-again, off-again has been kind of part of the job, and it really wasn't all that big of a surprise. A little quicker than I ever anticipated it happening.
Wow.
But and this is the state we're in. We've taken biology out of the picture and entered politics.
Bureaucracy and politics. Well, Brian, I wish there was something else you could tell us, but I know you're just sitting here waiting to have the ruling come down just like the rest of
us.
Yeah,
and it, like I said, it is unfortunate. This is nothing the DNR had any control in, but this is the hand I've been dealt, and now we have to kind of pick up the pieces and kind of reorganize and decide where we're going to go. What is Michigan going to do? And it's not only Michigan. We're talking Wisconsin, Minnesota, as well as the Rocky Mountain states. They're all in the same boat. This is all going to be a change for them.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for stopping in. I know, you know, I didn't even have a chance to call you yet, but you just kind of figured I'd want to talk about this.
Yeah.
That's really nice of you to just pop in and give us a spur of the moment.
Not a problem.
So, Brian Roll, wolf coordinator for the state of Michigan, and I'm sure we'll stay up to date on this situation. This is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.